little pause. She had the biggest plan today, the most important cause. She wanted every color bright, all lined up in a row. So she wiggled out the front door and said, "Here I go." She found a big red tomato first, sitting on a vine. She said, "Oh, Red, you're beautiful, you're looking mighty fine." Then an orange tabby cat was napping in the sun. She said, "Hello, you orange friend, what a colorful day I've begun." A yellow sunflower winked at her beside a grassy hill. Loud applause. A bluebell rang its tiny chime beside a babbling brook. She shouted blue and clapped her paws, then stopped for one more look. A patch of indigo wildflowers was growing by a stone, the deepest, prettiest shade of blue she'd ever seen alone. Then violet berries on a bush were sparkling in the light. She said, "Seven colors found, oh what a glorious sight." But just then thunder shook the ground and raindrops filled the air. Lulu squealed and ran for cover with raindrops in her hair. She found a mushroom big and round and hid beneath its cap. She tucked her tail around herself and took a little nap. Filled the sky. She peeked out from her mushroom home and gasped at what she saw. Stretched across the whole wide sky, it filled her with pure awe. Every color she had found that day was glowing in a line. "I found a rainbow," Lulu cried, and everything was fine. "Go, Lulu, go, you found your rainbow. And that was that.